لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وربك يخلق ما يشاء ويختار، ما كان لهم الخيرة، سبحان الله وتعالى عما يشركون. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. We are in these wonderful 10 days of Zulhijjah, a 10 days in which so many ibadah take place which cannot take place in any other time of the year. The ulama explained that these 10 days are called the 10 days of Jami'ul Ibadat, a gathering of all different ibadat that cannot happen at any other time of the year, not even in the month of Ramadan. Hajj takes place, person can spend 364 days on the plains of Arafah, but if he doesn't spend the day of Arafah on Arafah, that is not Arafah, that is not Hajj, al-Hajj Arafah. And then the entire year, if a person keeps, a person has to cut their nails. Here a person is getting rewarded for keeping the nails for a longer period of time, the unwanted hair. Fasting, 1 year's of reward, 1 year's reward for one fast. 9 years of reward we can get just by fasting. So easy to fast in these 10 days, this time of the year, that we have a early breakfast and a late lunch. Early breakfast and late lunch, and a person is getting a reward of an entire year. And then over and above that, every moment spent in ibadat, in worship on the nights of these 10 nights, a person will get the reward of Laylatul Qadr. And the main two ibadat are Qurbani and Hajj. Now when it comes to Hajj, we know there are 3 billion Muslims around the world. How many are going to go for Hajj? 5 million. Let's say at maximum 5 million. Even if you want to go really exaggerate the number, you say 10 million. Really exaggerate. That means 2,995,000,000, or 1 billion, you say 2 billion Muslims. 1,995,000,000 Muslims are not doing Hajj. You might feel a little bit deflated. Everything is going around the Kaaba, everything is working in those lands of Makkah al-Mukarrama, Madinah al-Munawwara. And most people here in our country, South Africa, alhamdulillah, by and large, people have the fikr to do Hajj. You travel around the world, most people don't even get an opportunity to think about doing Hajj. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful and so kind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has considered every single Muslim, every single human being. No matter the condition of the person, no matter the background of the person, no matter the country of the person. And this is not only for Hajj, just for us before we get to the real explanation, for us to understand. Some Sahaba came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Nabi of Allah, ذهب أهل الدثور بالأجور. Did told Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, all the wealthy people, they took all the reward. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked this Sahaba, what do you mean? So the Sahaba said, they are those who are wealthy amongst us. And they fast, we fast. They perform salah, we perform salah. They sit in your company, we sit in your company. But that's the amount that we can do. They have one thing extra they can spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala, we cannot spend. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh, this group of Sahaba, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that after every salah, if you read 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and in one narration 33 times Allahu Akbar, one narration 34 times Allahu Akbar, then no one will supersede you. No one will be ahead of you on the day of Qiyamah unless that person comes with more of these dhikr, more of this Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and Allahu Akbar than you. No matter the wealth of the person, no matter the background of the person. So this is one example about how deen and how perfect our deen is. Every single person is given the same opportunity. Every single person is given the same level playing field to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No person's wealth is looked at. No person's lineage is looked at. No person's strength is looked at. Nothing of that sort. Same thing with Hajj. Now there are millions and millions who are doing Hajj. But in the same way, there are hundreds of millions and billions of people who aren't getting the opportunity. But Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us certain simple a'mal and actions by which we can attain rewards of Hajj. One action, we will attain a reward of a nafal Hajj. Obviously, which one of us don't want to be in Arafat? Which one of us don't want to be in Makkah at this time? Which one of us don't want to be in Mina? We all want to be there. We all want to experience Hajj. But for different reasons, some might not have the sufficient wealth, some might not get a visa, the quota system, whatever it may be. But we can all attain a reward of Hajj. And amazingly, not only in these 10 days, throughout the year, in one day we can attain the reward of 5 accepted, one normal day. 5 accepted nafal Hajj. So let us listen carefully and make amal on it, inshallah. Myself included. The first, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man kharaja min baytihi mutatahhir. That person who leaves his home in the condition that he is pure, meaning he has wudu, and he comes to the masjid and performs salah in congregation. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this person gets a reward of an accepted Hajj and an accepted Umrah. One reward. We get this opportunity 5 times a day. Does not have to necessarily be in a masjid. Sometimes we work in an area, there's no masjid close by. The brothers who are working with us, we make jama'ah of a certain salah, jama'ah in congregation. We make our wudu and we walk and we perform the salah in congregation. One accepted Hajj, one accepted Umrah. This is just one of the rewards, we're going off topic. One of the rewards of performing salah in congregation, in a gathering. If a person thinks about it, every step now that a person takes, a person is getting one sin forgiven. One daraja is increased in Jannah. One good deed is being written for the person. And then to top it all off, Allah Ta'ala is giving you one accepted Hajj, one accepted. Number two, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that person who, man ghada ila al-masjid, he goes to the masjid in the early part of the morning for Fajr Salah. After the Fajr Salah, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that vicinity of that masjid of Musalla. He remembers Allah Ta'ala right at the time of sunrise. And about 12 to 15 minutes thereafter, he reads 2 rakats of salah, what we call Salatul Ishraq. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this person gets the reward of an accepted Hajj in Umrah, and then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Tammah, 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 which means complete, a complete reward of accepted Hajj and Umrah. Two beautiful a'mal linked to the masjid. And the masjid is linked, every masjid is linked to the Kaaba. Our link to the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to give us on a daily basis accepted and a reward of an accepted Hajj and an accepted Umrah. Just by performing Salah in Jama'ah and by trying our utmost to read two rakats of Salah after the sunrise, 15 minutes after the sunrise. On this point of Salat al-Ishraq, there's an amazing narration of Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, the grandson of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once during the Khilafat of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, he was performing Salah in Masjid al-Nabawi. And he performed his Fajr Salah and he sat in his place. There were some visitors that had come. So someone came to him and told him, oh Hassan, that come with us for a meal. After the Fajr Salah, there's some visitors, we want you to join us for the meal. Hassan radiallahu ta'ala said, he moved his hand in this way. Leave me, don't irritate me, go from here. After a little while, the person came back. A few hours later, he met Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and he said, oh Hassan, why did you chase me away? Why did you tell me, don't talk to me now? So Hassan radiallahu ta'ala said, my grandfather, referring to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that that person who performs two rakats of salat, is two rakats after the sun rises, or four rakats, and then Hassan radiallahu ta'ala opened his chest and held the skin of his chest, and said that the skin will become haram for the fire of Jannah. Now sometimes these actions we regard to be very, you know, it's optional, there's no sin if you don't do it. So we don't really pay attention to it. But this is not even a reward where we have to sit in the masjid and wait right till after sunrise. We can go home, do whatever we need to do, fulfill our duties, leave for work even. Sometimes we all be at work even before the sun rises. And then it takes 2 minutes in the state of wudu, just find some place which is pure and read two rakats of salah. Person is getting a reward of a Hajj and a Umrah. Person is getting a reward of safety from the fire of Jannah. The third, in these 10 days of Zulhijjah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded the abundance of recitation of what? Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, illallahu akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a separate narration mentions the person who reads 100 times in the morning, subhanallah, it will take you exactly 100 seconds, which is 1 minute and 40 seconds. And then 100 times subhanallah in the evening, meaning 1 minute and 40 seconds of your time, 2 minutes and 80 seconds, 3 minutes and 20 seconds of your time for the entire year, for the entire day. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this person will get the reward of an accepted nafal hajj. 3 actions which we take for granted. This is something we can do while we walk. We come and read our Fajr namaz. Day after we stand up, we want to rush back home. The sleep after Fajr is very nice. So you want to get that sleep after Fajr. Oh, you want to get ready to go to work, whatever we need to do. While we are walking to the car, by the time you get to the vehicle or get to your home and start the vehicle or open the door, by then you could have read many more times, 100 more than 100 times, subhanallah. In the evening, we're coming back with our transport and our vehicles back home. It takes a few minutes, 1.5 minutes just to read subhanallah, 100 times. An accepted hajj and accepted hajj. 3 ways, 3 hajj, 3 umrah in 1 day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to give it to us. It's just our responsibility to take that step forward, to remember these ahadith. We will do one more and then we will end off. There are many others, but we will do one more. And this is for all of us who have parents. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was approached by a sahabi. Came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that, no, I want to do Hajj, but I don't have the ability, O Nabi of Allah, I don't have the financial means. I cannot go for Hajj. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, do you have parents who are alive? He said, yes, only my mother. My mother is alive. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how you serve your mother. Allah Ta'ala will give you an accepted, a reward of an accepted Hajj and an accepted Umrah. In one separate narration, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who looks at his parents with a happy heart and a smiling face will get a reward of an accepted Hajj. Sahaba was shocked. Asked Nabi of Allah, what if you do this more than one time a day? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ila mi'ah, even if it be 100 times a day, you will get an accepted Hajj and an accepted Umrah. Small actions, in Urdu they say, qatra qatra darya banja. Drop by drop, it becomes a flowing river. If we haven't gone for Hajj, and as I mentioned, majority of the Muslim Ummah don't even get an opportunity to go for Hajj. But if we do each of these actions, we make wudu before coming to the masjid, we read our Salat al-Ishraq, Subhanallah 100 times morning, 100 times evening, look at our parents with love and serve them. If we do these actions with the intention, Ya Allah, one day I want to be on the plains of Arafah, one day I want to go for Hajj, Allah Ta'ala is giving you that Nafal Hajj, that accepted Nafal Hajj. On the day of Qiyamah, we're coming in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, telling, Ya Allah, I had that desire. Allah Ta'ala asked you, but oh my banda, what shows that you had the desire to go for Hajj, to fulfill such a great ibadah? And then we can say, Ya Allah, these ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, every day I done this action. I made an effort to read subhanallah 100 times morning, 100 times evening. Ya Allah, this shows I had the real zeal and enthusiasm to go for Hajj, which Allah was unable to do it in this world. But to cap it all together, and now these are just four simple actions. We are all the reciters of Kalima, La ilaha illallah. And this Kalima, La ilaha illallah, what is the crux of it? The crux of it is yaqeen and conviction in the promise of the words of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you do not have yaqeen and conviction in the year after, can you be a Muslim? All of us believe that there is life after death. There is Jannah, there is Jahannam. If we don't have yaqeen and conviction on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it becomes hard for us to practice upon these actions, these ahadith. That is why the ulama say we have a lack of a'mal, of action. Why we don't have that yaqeen and conviction? When a person gets up in the morning, if his employer told him, his boss told him, that listen, you don't come to work, we cut your pay. He has yaqeen and conviction that if he doesn't go to work, he gets money, that is, the less money comes into his account. That is why he makes sure, whether he's sick, he is tired, he's in problems, he still makes an effort to go to work. In the same way, our yaqeen and conviction in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will ensure that these actions come into play. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala heard one dua. He went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Nabi of Allah, I've done everything, only my mother hasn't accepted Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma hdi ummi Abi Huraira. Ya Allah, accept, make the mother of Abu Huraira accept Islam, guide her. Without even saying Ameen, he walks straight from Masjid al-Nabawi to his mother's home. His mother says, I am coming. Here she opens the door. What does she say? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. He heard it once. That was the yaqeen and conviction he had. So let us all make that effort. We cannot be there for Hajj, but we can all attain these rewards of reciting Subhanallah 100 times morning, 100 times evening, making wudu and coming to the masjid, and his leading Salatul Ishraq, and serving our parents with happiness and kindness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the faith and the ability to practice. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.